To order of the RDA on this July 12th at 11 a.m. instead of p.m.
Oops.
And roll call. Dave Dearborn is here. Bob Grice.
Here.
Bob Williams.
Here.
Dave Knapp.
Here.
And Christy Elchinski.
Here.
And let it be known that we have some public in our solicitor here, Paul Carney and Tina Freeman, and new gal from the Journal. Your name?
Chloe Forbes.
Chloe? You may not be a new person. You are to me. It's the first time I've seen you. So.
I'm pretty new.
Okay. Tina, you have anything you want to address us on? It's a public comment?
Nope.
Okay. All right. We have the minutes from the last meeting. Hope everyone had an opportunity to look at those. And, and if we have any additions, corrections, or deletions, please say so. If
Dave, not, I think we ought to look at that first, the members present. Mike Baker was that?
Yeah, he shouldn't. He should be on there. It should be Bob Williams instead of Mike Baker.
It was your first meeting, Bob, right?
Yes, you were here.
And Mike is down below as an others present. And I think we need to add Ben, because Ben, you were here last.
Right.
As others present, or maybe something. Have a separate category.
Whatever you want. Yeah. It could be staff as a separate category if you want. Whichever one. Really minor thing, Shelley, I'm sorry, I just caught this, but it's ABM, not AVM, later on in the minutes.
Thanks.
Other than that, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I have one question. This Jack's been excavating on the Intech floor. Is this another floor that piece that gave up, or is this old stuff that just now making it in the minutes? Because we repaired one here a month or so ago.
Right. This was while you were in Alaska.
We had another one fail.
Okay. Nothing has been done to it yet.
Okay. You're waiting on a quote.
Jackson got a quote. No one else would return a call.
All right, I have a motion by Christy Elchinski to approve the minutes. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And minutes are passed. Tammy, the balance sheet and check detail.
Okay, on your financials, on your balance sheet, the total checking and savings accounts is $4,398,559. We have current assets of $9,728,430. We have fixed assets of $2,120,644. We have other assets of $140,896. So our total assets are $11,989,972. Our liabilities are $75,996. Our equity is $11,913,975. Our total liabilities and equity is $11,989,972. On your next page is your P&L. We have two columns, the one for the month of June, and then two columns over is the year-to-date one. I'll do the June one first. The total income for the month of June is $79,853. Total expenses, $76,288. We showed a profit of $3,564 for the month of June. For the year to date, January through June, income of $587,410. Expenses of $543,113. We show a profit of $44,297. I only have one note on there, and that was under the payroll. If you look, there's a big difference between what we had budgeted and our actual, and that was because we did not have an executive director for the month of June, and we also had budgeted for a facilities manager, which we have never done.
Okay. Any questions about the P&L, the balance sheet? If not, I need a motion to accept those as they were presented.
So move.
I have a motion by Bob Grace. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Bob Williams. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Check detail. Any questions about the check detail? If not, I'll accept a motion to accept the check detail as presented.
So move.
So move by Bob Grice. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Dave Knapp. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. That is approved. Ben, the floor is yours.
Very good. I thought I'd walk through all of the backlogged, active, and paused and closed projects as of today. If you don't hear a project that you think we should be working on, let me know. First of all, we know that we need to update employee handbook policies, but that's, again, this is the first list of things that we know we need to do, but it's not kind of urgent. So the security system here at this building, we got a estimate, which seemed pretty reasonable, on updating the security cameras and door fobs, and moving to a door fob system. That said, because it looks like Associated Spring wants to rent the entire building, we kind of tapped the brakes on that. Candy, feel free to jump in at any point you want to. You know, we know that over at Thermofab, there's water drainage issues in the last month that was even more witnessed after, you know, it's been so dry, and yet even during rainstorms, there was significant buildup in there.
That is a CIB project.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
CIDC.
CIDC.
Either way, yeah, correct. I mean, it doesn't really fall under us, but it does our staff, so you're right. There's a bunch of policies and procedures that we need to write, such as acquisition, pre-approved expenses, capital expenses, bidding requirements, the budgeting system, record storage, retention, and destruction, revolving loan fund. Those documents are from the 90s, would be my guess.
Correct. Yes.
Having reviewed those this month, they are really in need of an update. I suppose I'll give that update real quickly now. The Northwest Commission has agreed to just give us and or handhold us through the process of updating, taking theirs and just updating our policies. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was very generous and I appreciate it. At the same time, at the last meeting, I think I had mentioned that I was interested in having the Northwest Commission just manage the RDA's loan fund, and they seem to be kind of dragging their feet a little bit, and so I had a conversation with them yesterday. Basically, it comes down to we can sometimes get involved in projects that are small enough that it doesn't make sense for them to play. So, for instance, there's one loan in particular that we initiated over the last month, which is sizable, in excess of $500,000. It's a project that is very doable, but in that situation, you're dealing with enough money that I really wanted to lean on them. So I think we'll want to do something, a type of arrangement where the Northwest Commission comes in and does their analysis and everything. And then we would either match or otherwise maybe use our funds, but either way there'd be a partnership there. They're not interested in doing stuff that's small though, and that, in my opinion, is where we can really make an impact on the local businesses. So I'm changing strategy a little bit. Originally I'd said I think they would be best able to manage it. Now I'm thinking it's a hybrid. If it's big, we utilize them and we work together. If it's small, we do it in-house after all.
Yeah, what's small, Ben?
25,000.
Okay. Less than 100 or less than
50? Definitely less than, yeah. I think at 100 would probably be about the breaking point where you'd want to involve somebody that's a little bit bigger. I mean, either a traditional lending institution, is playing in that space, but normally something that small doesn't, like a $25,000 loan, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, 25K or so is usually something that's not big enough for a bank to want to deal with beyond the credit that they would already have in place. Especially for startup businesses, you need a secure match and that kind of thing. That's outside usually the realm of somebody's capability to leverage their own personal credit. So, but again, at the same time, those are the ones that I think need the most help. And so if we can help with those, great. I do have a staff person on my team at Capital Strategies that is a former loan officer for PNC and could potentially manage that a little bit. It's not something that I think that Tammy or I have time for, frankly. I mean, I know you've been doing an admirable job of managing them, but going out and handling people through business planning and doing forecasting and 3 years of financial review and that kind of thing is not something that we have the time. I mean, you're not paying us to do that, I guess. It's not menial by any means, but it's also not where we should be spending our time, in my opinion. So I'd like to explore the option of maybe doing some sort of an additional addendum to that or finding somebody else. I know some of the board have recommended some other folks, but I'm back to, I guess, trying to subcontract somebody that has loan experience, whether it's my team or somebody else, for the smaller stuff. I would only estimate that to be maybe a couple hours a week, maybe. What do you think?
Whenever there's a loan, so.
Yeah, right, it could be hit or miss.
Right. I mean, we have a potential one that somebody did stop in last week,
right,
and spoke with us. They have not returned their information to us, and that would be one that we would need to do in-house.
Right, it was in the 50K range, was it?
It was 60 to 75.
Yeah, right. Again, Northwest Commission's not going to want to play with that.
So when you talk about managing, you talk about managing the application process?
Yes.
And the approval process?
Right.
They get a flat rate for that, or do they get the interest on the loan?
So we need to review the policies because they're like stamped with DCED stuff from the 90s. I don't know.
Because that's income to us.
Right.
Yeah.
I would say whoever we had to do the loan would be a flat rate.
Flat rate or an hourly rate to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
I
misunderstood. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to talk about the amount too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because if you're subsidizing these with low interest loans, like 2.75% or something like that, we're kind of losing money on that fund anyway.
Right.
These applicants definitely need the assistance. So from somebody,
yes, exactly.
That person that you gave that paperwork has already sat in my office for 2 hours. They were overwhelmed with the application.
Yeah, right. Okay. So that's the kind of person that we need to help.
Yes. Thank you. I don't want to
unless
be that
the
person.
Board, yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, case in point then. Okay.
So Ben, would that person do the big loans too? Or just...
I think it would be kind of the point of contact. But again, if they're major loans, let's rely on the other lending institutions to do a lot of that legwork.
But if somebody's qualified, they might be able to do the larger ones? I mean, again, that's that's income for...
Yeah, right. No, exactly. Like the... like the big one we're talking about, they're trying to buy significant manufacturing equipment, long-standing, 40-year business. They're just expanding current operation.
Mm-hmm.
In that kind of an instance, their accountant already has all the information that they need at their fingertips. It's just a matter of pulling it. I mean, 3 years financials or something is not a big deal for those companies.
Yeah.
It is when you've got like a local restaurant or mom-and-pop shop that doesn't really conform to like normal accounting standards, I guess. and again, those are the people that I want to help. But yeah, they're the ones that need. They're not as concerned about the loan, the ARP. They're more concerned about just getting the capital to expand their business, whereas the bigger businesses are trying to take advantage of the lower interest rates.
But if we had a person on board that was qualified to do all of that, to do the loan part of it. They could do the large and the small, right? And we wouldn't need, I guess I'm just trying to understand what you're thinking.
Generally over, I'll say 100,000, this hasn't really been my area lately, but about 100,000 I think would be the cutoff of traditional lending would be interested in playing ball.
Yeah.
Whether that's the Northwest Commission, and they need a 50-50 anyway with a local bank or something.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhere around that is where I think the business is successful enough that they wouldn't really need it. There wouldn't be intensive on our team, but also you've got the other lending institutions that can kind of verify based on their own rules. Under that is the donut hole where I want to be able to help. Make sense? Okay.
Can we back up to the security cameras? We didn't discuss one, Plastics Road, because we had a quote on that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the one that we had an issue at One Plastics Road, and our camera is down. They're just eBay cameras. So, that'd be nice. Mm-hmm. So we really need something to play up there. I don't know, did you print that quote out at all?
Mm-hmm.
I think that one was closer to 20,000.
I thought it was for everything. I never got it. I never saw that or the Jackson quote, actually.
Yeah, it's Jackson. Go ahead, I'll bring it up.
Okay. I hadn't thought of that, though. So you want to look at replacing the system at One Plastics,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what we do here?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that one is down, and our tenants do come to us quite often at One Plastics Road asking us to look in the cameras.
Did we get any? I know you called a couple other people. You didn't get callbacks, right?
No.
Okay.
One camera's down,
the quote
whole
from
system?
That we did have?
Canadota.
Okay.
They came in, and I was very favorably impressed with
that. I know that one camera. The other problem with our cameras is we can only see it on one computer, and it is not clear at all.
Yeah.
You can't tell if the person is black or white.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is. I mean, you might be able to pick up a color of a sweatshirt or something, but again, you're not going to be able to get a clear picture. And I cannot see anything at Enterprise Place, which isn't this organization, but we were trying to get quotes together to get a better deal.
Yep. Yep.
And right now, the cameras at Enterprise Place do not shoot to my server here, so I cannot see a thing. You'd have to go to Enterprise Place and go upstairs and hope that it's working.
Oh, that's ridiculous. We need to move forward.
Canadota, when they came, they did show us that whoever you would approve, they could actually have the app on their phone, and you can bring it right up. And they even showed us where there was a pharmacy that had been robbed, and they were able to zoom in and get the license plate and read the license plate.
Oh.
I mean, here we can't tell anything.
We had someone take something out of our mailbox, and we were able to get them.
Okay.
Just from my phone.
And who do you use?
Canada Lake.
Okay.
I do have it. So the main, this building was 7,400. One Plastics, wow, was 21,000. So that's definitely over the bid threshold, so we'd need to.
Right.
We would need to.
Have to advertise that one.
Yeah. The other one, 27,000, and then almost 10,000 for the whole access control of everything. So yeah, I mean, I think it's a reasonable proposal, but I haven't looked at the capital expense budget for that in mind, and we need to get at least two other quotes.
Now, do they have to be advertised, or do they just have to be?
Over 21,000 has to be advertised.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so I guess that'll be on the agenda next time. And we'll break it out so that we can just potentially do the one building.
Mm-hmm. And then wait on this, since how we aren't going to be here.
Right, yeah, we need to figure that out. Okay, so next time. I went over the policies and procedures that we've so far identified, and I'm sure there are many more, but those are ones that I'd like to move on in the coming couple of months. There is a grant opportunity that we've not done anything about related to placemaking. Chuck, did you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, it's on our schedule for Impact Cori to apply. The thing is, it cuts two ways. We have the funding match to either throw it into the technology work we're doing or to throw it into the Rails and Trails Park. So I have a meeting scheduled with our USDA representative to talk through it. they usually kind of go, this one. If there's other projects you'd like considered, just let me know, and when I talk to them, I'll pitch more than two.
Okay. The roles and responsibilities analysis, I know, is a top priority of both the board and the staff. This is the start of it. We have not made much progress in the last 3 weeks on it. I'm cognizant that it needs to be a top priority because it's kind of getting confusing as to who's responsible for what and what compensation should be affiliated with that. I'm in the active projects now, by the way. Dave hired a new temp, started yesterday.
Yesterday, mm-hmm.
And he showed up both days.
Hi, Bar.
That's awesome.
We have started using a new project management software system called Asana. It was blessedly free for the first year due to our nonprofit
status.
What's
it called?
Asana, A-S-A-N-A.
Thanks.
We've trained everybody, and we're starting to data dump our tasks and projects into that, which is, by the way, how I got this report on all the projects. Really easy to pull. We have started using a new contact relationship management system that is HiRISE. Shelley has put, I don't know how many dozens of contacts into the system at this point. The reason for doing this is because there's no central database of contact information that we currently have access to, or did, I guess, before 2 weeks ago. This is free, by the way. Not, I mean, I'm paying for it personally, I guess is what I'm saying. So not costing the organization anything. We're putting lists of all business owners in the city and surrounding areas in it, all board members of every nonprofit that we can get their hands on, their contact information, community organizers, everything, so that we can do a few things. Number one, track who we meet with, when we meet with them, and that sort of thing, which helps with the prep reporting. But also so that we can host bigger meetings, like strategic planning meetings and that sort of thing, contact them on a regular basis using like MailChimp or something like that, so we can be aware of what needs the businesses have in the community, you know, et cetera, et cetera. We could be doing mail blasts to everybody.
We have MailChimp if you want to.
Perfect.
Use.
So we'll just use your paid MailChimp account, mm-hmm. and export the contacts from our CRM.
Ben, why are you paying for that personally?
It doesn't, because here's the reason. I have been a member of it for years, and if I change the pricing, if I change billing information, then the pricing would change.
Okay, well, I mean, shouldn't we be reimbursing you for that? I mean, if it's a company.
Yeah, it doesn't cost that much. It's like $10 a month. I don't worry about it. Facilities. We really need to reseal this parking lot. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it yet, but I did come up with an estimate of about $2,000, $1,200 for the ceiling, for the rubber, another $600 or so, and then a couple hundred others in incidentals.
Didn't we have that in our USDA grant, along with the compactor, a ceiling machine?
They were saying, I actually have that USDA grant right here. I didn't know anything about it until Friday. Yeah. So that was for a hydrant, two tractors, Cram-a-Lot. I don't know what that is.
That's not the trash compactor.
Yeah. Oh.
Great name.
See? Put it in and it goes.
Cram-a-Lot.
A landscape rake, the sealant coat sprayer, fire alarm panel. For about $92K total. And there is movement on that. They reached out last week.
To Sarah's old email, which comes to me, and they need us to update the application. They are considering it.
Right.
So
that's good news.
Gave it to Ben to see if he could get that part done.
Yeah.
Because we have to remove Sarah's name and put a new director in.
Okay. Update quotes. Verify that kind of thing. Now, the USDA usually will just approve a final amount, and they actually will often reimburse. So, I don't know.
Yeah, the last one we had to pay for it, and then we got reimbursed
yes.
for everything.
Yes.
Correct.
And they like it to be over $100,000. we just come kind of short. I think that's why it kind of fell by the wayside initially. But now apparently they still got money to put out there.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's it, because they came to the end of their fiscal year and they still have money to spend. So I'm pretty optimistic about getting that grant, I guess.
Would we use that machine to seal the parking lot?
We would just have to buy
the material
to put in the machine.
And
Rick used to do that in the past. He used to get it at 84 Lumber or Home Depot or someplace, Lowe's.
Probably Home Depot, because that's Amiibo, right?
Yeah.
He would bring it from Amiibo.
Yeah.
My estimate was that it would take about, almost 40 man hours, probably between, mostly John, but he wanted to tackle it. Between that and painting it and everything, it's going to take a lot of time.
And the semi-truck drivers have requested for the last couple of years to have a line down the center, because you cannot tell which loading dock you're going to sometimes in the wintertime, but if they have a little bit of a line that they can follow. So we need a straight line.
fair enough request.
But anyway, that project needs to get off and going before winter, actually before rain season, so realistically in the next 6-8 weeks.
I think we did go out and get some pricing from like Hubner and a few of the other sealer people. It was quite expensive,
was
I remember. $7,000-$8,000.
A couple weeks ago that was missing of yours.
Okay.
And I think I put it on that bin.
That's probably where that quote's at then.
Yep.
I've spent probably a couple $100,000 with Huber, and they're high quality.
Yeah.
But you pay for it.
Yep. So.
And you pay for what you get. I mean,
there's all different grades of coatings.
I'm very, very happy with them, but at the same time. All right, so another active project, moving to the ticketing office, at least for a short term. Dave, I know you talked to Dave about it, but in just big picture, real quick, Associated Springs wants to expand and do an R&D facility in this space. We wanted to be downtown anyway, to be a little bit more connected with the city and Impact Quarry and that sort of thing. That space is obviously there and available and very nice. Did a little bit of a feasibility study and found that we would be able to fit the stuff that we need over there. It would just be us staff for now, and one desk for like board members to come in and sign things and or remote work or something like that. It means we would not need to kick out the tenants upstairs, but maybe long term we would need to figure something out. So it sounds like CEUA is okay with that.
Yeah.
And are we going to pay your rent or something?
We'll talk about that in executive session.
Okay. All right, so those are the active projects there.
Can I add something? Mm-hmm. So I was working on a new lease for them for this area. I had Dave Ploss measure up. It's roughly 1,300 square feet for the offices and everything that they would be utilizing.
I was going to talk about pricing in the executive
session. Okay, perfect. Also. Do you need my notes?
I have not your notes, but I have enough information to talk about it.
Okay, perfect.
You're going to be here for that anyhow.
Okay. Move on.
Quality management system is something I'm working on specifically so we can get a disposal policy in place. I realize that we can't get rid of the IT equipment, but if you'd come in here like a week or so ago, you would have seen this room is completely full of all the IT stuff, like literally gateway computers from the 90s and such. What we did was went in and ripped all the hard drives out, backed them up to a single external hard drive. We went through and analyzed how if the stuff works or not, and we came up with three piles. This is junk pile, and as soon as the litigation hold is lifted, it just needs to go to the scrapyard. A pile of once the litigation hold is lifted, we would offer it to maybe nonprofits or other partners, because it's not of any, it's de minimis value, so you can get rid of it, but you know, it's not completely trash. And then a list of things that we want to keep is like backups and spares. So it's all organized from what I understand down at one of the facilities.
Eagle Street.
Eagle Street. And That's a policy that I need to get in place, and then I'll have a resolution for you to approve the disposal of that stuff. Organizational health assessment, I'm still working on it. Landscape analysis, I'm still working on it. Comprehensive plan, I met with the city to ask where it was at. I offered my assistance since I have managed a couple of comprehensive planning processes, and I don't know if they'll take me up on that or not, but they certainly at least seemed amenable to allowing me to handle the economic development component of comp plan. Airport authority plan, the airport authority has hired, or the city, I guess, hired Strategy Solutions to revitalize the airport authority, I guess would be fair. And they, because of the economic development component, they asked me to be on that board. I don't think that it's of value for me to be on that long term, but I can see why for the coming months it would be mutually beneficial as they create their plan to get them thinking about how the airport could be used from an economic development standpoint, particularly as I look towards the future of delivery models and drones and that kind of thing. So at least for the coming months, I intend to...
Sounds like the old mayor's been talking to him.
Does he think that too?
Oh boy, that's a big kick for him.
The drone stuff?
Oh yeah, drones are going to be the way for the future.
Well,
might be. I don't see it happening. Not in my lifetime.
Yeah, it's already happening.
Yeah, so. Some places.
Yeah, it'll. I think it will be here, but if we don't think about it now, then 5 years from now, yeah, when it is common, we'll be left behind. I already mentioned, we talked about that grant, the USDA grant. That's in our active kitty of things we're working on. And then the two loans we already mentioned. So on to the NTEC. These are the paused projects. NTEC, I just heard from Dave Ploss. He said that Jackson was sending you a quote. I haven't seen it. Did you get it?
I haven't seen it.
All right, so don't know what it's going to cost yet. Ergo, it's paused. What about the One Plastics, the electrical stuff over there? Was that
the
slated?
Transformer?
Yeah. The transformer? That's just kind of on hold. We have a RACB out there. We're
okay.
Hoping it'll eventually grab hold.
Okay.
Because that's going to be about $1.5 million project when it's all said and done.
Okay.
That's going to take some effort on our part, on your part, especially with the contacts with our state reps, senators.
Yeah.
That's the way we push to get that RACB approved.
We need to push that one.
So it's just, you know, we can talk about that.
I need to get with you over a data download on what all, like I was only aware of two or three RCAPs out there. So.
Because that one is critical because, Dave, you know, we were going to replace it last year, that transformer over here for one, but
The good thing is that we do oil testing on an annual basis, and the oil tests have come through pretty good, so we got some time on it.
Yeah.
But when we see that start to go the other way, time's
going
to go.
That's right.
Yeah.
And all of this takes time, so we've got to staff. We need to talk about it.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that. Thank you. Gas and electric, we met with one vendor.
Direct Energy.
Direct Energy, what, a week or so ago. I'd like to, you know, do due diligence and probably get another estimate too, but that'll be coming up for approval in the September time frame.
I don't know. We're going to have to look around. I don't know whether we're going to, well, December's when that contract runs out.
Mm-hmm.
But
September.
I don't know how many other brokers per se are. I mean, there's a lot of sellers, but as far as just a broker goes, I don't know how many other people around like that.
I'm only aware of one other broker in the area that I've worked with, and then there's some direct that you could look at. But anyway, something you'd probably lock in the September time frame.
It would be nice. Yeah.
So probably in the August time frame, we would need to do an authorization for the chairman to just sign off on that whenever it comes in. So that'll be in. Oh, Shelley's not here.
Yeah, we chairman for the RDA, and then it'll probably be me for CIDC as secretary.
Oh yeah, okay. Was that I forget?
And probably SEBA. SEBA's going to be involved in that too because they've got Eagle. No, CIDC still owns Eagle Street, right?
The only thing SEBA owns is the railroad building.
Okay.
Which when we move, I'll need to get the utilities and stuff to RDA.
Okay.
Let's see. We don't know if the RDA ever did come and get their files. I think they're still up there. So that's kind of paused.
Erie RDA?
Correct.
Yeah,
they pay rent.
Yeah.
Right. But
is there still some up? Yeah, there are still some up there.
And there was communication. Karen had emailed me saying they were going to come. And then I gave her Dave Floss's number so she could direct communication. And I don't think that they came. I texted Dave and he didn't respond to me.
Are these the hard files?
Yeah.
At both locations?
Yes.
Or just at one?
At both locations.
Okay.
He did respond. They're coming 10 a.m. on August 1st.
Okay. RACP, the two that I have on my list, no update, correct? Assume not. Economic development, I have been on Strategy Solutions calls, PETA calls, CAED calls. I went to the Erie Playbook unveiling, which we have a copy was emailed to you.
Yep.
There's a physical copy here to pass around. A couple things to highlight. Obviously, this is Erie City focused, and it emanates out, but there are a couple of touch points related to catch and such that are in this plan. I think it's a working group that, first of all, I have a lot of respect for Florian and Bruce, Dr. Katz. They're one of the practitioner scholarly people. You know, usually people are either on the academic side or the application side, and these guys do a nice bridge. So I think this is actually going to get traction. To Christy's point before the meeting started, it's very ambitious. There's a lot to it. I think if a portion of it happens, that would be awesome. but that's fine. I mean, that's the place we want to be. So I'm staying involved, speaking directly with Brent Davis to make sure that Corey is at the center, or not the center of attention, but
we're in the
sphere. I'm not sure that the last half of it is really worth your time reading, but I thought the first few pages at minimum was worth taking a look at. The other thing we have is the Fusion Center / Nerve Center handout, which kind of in one graphic shows a little bit more of the strategy for engaging the rest of the community of the city of Corey, the rest of the county view. So I thought it was helpful to see just kind of where they're at in terms of stages of developing the Fusion Center. As a reminder, this was the PJ Wendell, Brent Davis, Ben Caffrelin kind of baby. Maybe that was not the best thing to say in front of people. It was our, we worked on it together, I guess, and Erie County's really taken the lead, and I'm very pleased to see it getting somewhere. The Project Garnett thing that I mentioned at the last meeting has been launched. I assume we haven't heard it back about doing a site tour, but my hope would be that we'll hear from them soon if they want to come look at the property. In terms of closed projects, as I mentioned, we did the IT equipment purge and we consolidated and backed up all the about 20 hard drives that were just kicking around here between the externals and the ones that were still in computers. We rented the office upstairs to Kelly Young, rented the clubhouse to IA Construction. You're working on closing two loans, and the Jewish Cemetery actually came and started working on doing some maintenance projects there. And then I have the War Memorial statue here, but that is the wrong place. It should be in the paused projects. In the last month, we had the article run in the newspaper about me taking over here. I spoke at the Hyatt, I spoke at Impact Corey, and I had an interview with Erie News. Erie News Now. Upcoming, I'm speaking at the Corey Community Foundation next month. I'm going to be continuing to meet with all the board members of CIBA and CAIDC. I am trying to schedule a strategic planning meeting and retreat with you all probably at the end of the summer. And at that time, have the mayor of Kane come to speak about their SPARK project. SPARK spelled with a K in Kane, but I'm thinking maybe just lifting the idea and just putting a C on the end and calling it Corey here. And then I met with several businesses about loans in the last month. I've attended all the prep and CED calls. I've met with Brody Howard, employees of the city, including Cherry, Hodak, Conklin, Smith, Fike, Pittsburgh, Berry. Met with several tenants here, airport authority meetings, city meetings. I met with the governor's office and met the county executive. I've met with several community members, including King, Oliver, Mitchell, Thompson. I've met with the gas people, Rosie, Northwest Commission and Tech Work for vendors, as well as other boards, including Goodsall, Knapp, Williams, Sodi, Neckers, Grice, Russell, Achinsky, Carney, and I've met with the Altair folks, John Madison. So anyway, a lot of meetings over the last month. I feel like I'm getting my feet under me in terms of my contract. Still 176 days to the end of the year, on par at 170 hours into the contract. It's a little high on the contingency side because there were things I was not anticipating, namely like policy procedure kind of stuff and day-to-day activities, which I did not. I've done more day-to-day property kind of management than what I had originally estimated. And like I said, at some point I'd like to have a conversation about the loan. So that's my director's report. Sorry that it took so long. Hopefully in the future we'll streamline a little more.
Great. I'm going to call an executive session right now, which only take about 10 minutes, so don't run too far away. We may have some things coming out of that that need to be voted on. Tim, you stay for this. For the journal, the reason we went to executive committee was real estate and personnel. All right, we're going to come out of the executive session at, we'll call it 11 o'clock. And I need to have a motion to 12 set...
12 o'clock.
Yeah, it is 12 o'clock, isn't it? Since we started at 11, I'm going to save some time for you guys. we need a motion to establish the rent to Associated for the new office space that they're going to take over being in this building. And I think we're going to establish a rate of $6.73 a square foot.
623 or
673?
23. 623? Yeah,
623. Oh, misheard you, sorry.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
Make a motion by Bob Williams. 623. Do I have a second to that?
Second.
Dave?
Second.
Second. Dave Knapp, second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. New business. IT disposal resolution. You ready for something there, Ben, or hold off?
Yeah, we really can't do that because of the litigation hold. So.
What's the litigation hold?
The lawsuit.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, they don't want us to destroy, even though these computers and things are older than...
Dirt.
Yeah. We can't destroy it until after that.
Is there any value in the precious metals that are in them as far as gold and silver?
So we talked to the IT company, and they recommended that we take it to, I forget the name, Lincoln maybe?
Lincoln.
In Erie, and they have standard rates. All they asked was that we divide it into batteries, monitors, and then sheet metal stuff. And I think the monitors cost a couple bucks to get rid of, and everything else we would get money for.
Okay. All right. RDA office relocation, do we have a time frame when that's going to happen?
They would like the lease of this space to start mid-August.
August
21st. August 21st, and so I said mid-August. Maybe.
So how many people and how much time do we need to move to get down there?
I'll tell you when I come back from vacation.
Okay. Don't ask me questions.
Good answer, Tammy. Good answer.
Because guess what, Mr. Chairman?
Well, yesterday I had the two maintenance guys move Blue Zone stuff out, and they are relocated to One Plastics Road. So now it is ready for us just to move our stuff
in. So basically office furniture. Right. How about the phone and lines?
Ben was
working on
that.
I can work on the phone line. I'm also working on a drawing of where the configuration of the space. So I will need maintenance people to move like file boxes and your desk
thinking
and stuff.
We might need more than the two guys.
That's what I'm thinking too. And my question is, where are we going to get them?
There's a place out of Erie. Gentleman has 4 or 5 guys. We use them all the time, and they are great. They're very affordable. They'll come down. They'll move whatever you need.
What are they called?
Don't
when
ask
you get
me.
Back to the office, you get that information
yes.
and get it sent over
too?
Here.
Oh, we use them all the time. They're wonderful, and if they're moving stuff, they won't move it in their vehicle. It's just manpower.
Okay.
You have to provide the vehicle to have it moved.
All right. Super. All right.
Well, we've got
problem solved.
Trailers and stuff.
Yes,
so
I'll get you
problem.
That number.
Okay.
I've already started packing, sending stuff upstairs. So.
Hey, where's the future meetings going to be held?
It'll be right over there. At the there is actually a conference room
right
there. We can get people
in.
It's not quite as large as this, but close.
It's not as large, but it has as many chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any other new business?
And then we'll have to advertise that in the paper, too, that the location has changed.
Is that where you want me to go?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. As long as that's all right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership is coming down on the 21st of July for a road show. They'll be meeting with 8 large manufacturers and 8 large scale employers and 8 kind of more entrepreneurs, mom and pops. And what they do for this doing this actually will give us access to their files because they have an incredible database of all the businesses out there. And what they do in these meetings is seek to solve issues that the entrepreneurs are having either as a handoff or referral to a service that they can use or through information given directly to them to get them over the next hurdle. This is part of a collaboration with the chamber and should be a good day. Also, Ben brought up the Erie County Playbook or Erie Inclusive Growth. We were invited for the Catch Project to present. They feel it's a little of this is pressure from DCED. DCED feels it's a transformative project that they want to have legs, so they want it to work here. So we got taken into the playbook. We're in one of the first 5 shovel-ready projects. So that's a commitment to help us fund. It's an $18 million price tag. We've raised 4 and change. So that's a commitment that this group is actually helping us get the rest of the funding. I like this because it's an action plan. It is not about theory, it's about getting it done. And any large scale projects that we come up with, it is a pipeline. So new things can be adopted into it and be brought up from theoretical to shovel ready and then funded by it. The concept is that it does spread over the county. I was invited to join 2 delivery teams. A delivery team, basically is if there's an area like housing, they pull together all the housing entities and we become kind of a mini think tank. And then they spend the money to bring Bruce in and other consultants in to kind of help us put it all together. The first one that has been assembled is a housing team. I was very gratified to hear Bruce Katz, because Bruce Katz is international. I mean, he knows his stuff cold. And it was great to hear him say what I've been finding, which is the federal government is not going to fund housing. They got the infrastructure through. They're supposed to have a resolution or they're supposed to have a second phase that would get to housing. He's like, it's not coming. So we can't look to the feds for housing. We have to look local and we have to look state. And another thing he said that I really liked is we've got to go outside the box and we've got to stop splintering. So rather than having LRTA over here and code enforcement over here, we need to make a tailored approach that is literally directed by each community. We're the only rural community represented in this group, and Corey is going to be the first rural community that they're going to help fund. So what I'm going to be doing, by the end of the year, they want plans for every neighborhood involved. So I already reached out to Brad Russell this morning. I'll meet with CNI, I'll meet with Love Inc., I'll meet with the city, and try to really get everyone's concerns and everything aggregated. Also do listening sessions directly in communities, because they need to tell us what they think about what are their priorities. And we already have a database, we've already graded the houses. So let's go look at each house, and if this house would be moved up to the level we want it with Renaissance Block, let's say it's for that. If it needs to be knocked down, let's say it's for this. So the concept right now, we're just working in the core. The concept is to spread it out over all of Cory and get a plan together, and then they hire the consultants to review it and to truly get creative with financing and the intricacies of it, because I am not I don't know much about no mortgages or subsidies and all the fancy ways you can fund them. So it's very exciting, and I think we're going to be the test case, and then I already asked, can we invite in Union City? They said yes, next year we invite in Union City, but this year we're just doing Cory. And another good thing about that is Kim Thomas has actually left DCED and was hired to lead this nerve cell, which I think is a very good sign. Kim is at the top of her game as far as state funding. She's very connected and she's very thoughtful in her approach. So I think I was a little doubtful about the nerve cell. It is a big bite to take. But with her leading it, I feel pretty darn good about it. And after that meeting Friday, where they made the document public, Erie Community Foundation brought over Arctaris. They're impact investors out of Boston. And basically, they go where opportunity zones are and invest people's money to, basically, I'm not gonna use the word analysis clean, but essentially, you can invest, you can get a return, and you pay no taxes. So opportunity zones are great. And he's like, we want to help you. And I'm like, we're not opportunity, we're not this. But then I said, can you help us get an opportunity zone? Because that's still on the table. Mm-hmm. It's kind of been stalled. Mm-hmm. And he said, we might have enough to help you make that happen. So I think what they're looking at is our school district build-outs, because they could take return on investment and then it would come back to us. So I'm having the connectivity team review everything they send me, because what they do is not my forte. So we're going to start to get some feedback from them, take it out larger, and then we'll meet with them to see if there's anything they can do to help us realize this faster.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Thank you. Okay, any other new business? Ben, Strategy Solutions, old business.
Last time we had a discussion about Strategy Solutions, but we didn't have a proposal. Nothing to vote on today necessarily, but in conversations with them, we did get an estimate or proposal, which was just sent around, so I'm not asking for anything at this time except that you review that, and I guess let's have a conversation about it. If you have any questions, concerns, feel free to reach out to me, but let's have it on the agenda for next time if that works for you, Dave.
Yeah, certainly. Yep. Okay. And page 7 is probably the most important part of it, and that's got the cost and the terms on it, so. Okay. Any other old business? Sitting here on the table is a bunch of units that Rick had gotten several years ago. They were upstairs in storage. I mean, I grabbed one a year ago. I keep all my stuff for the CIDC or Cory RDA in it. So, board members, help yourself, please. It'll just go in a box and get thrown away if no one grabs them. So. Other than that, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
So move.
So move. Do I have a second?
Go back to work.
I'll second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned.